great to be joined by Alex Smith now, two-way lineman for Farmington now, 5-0. Alex, to me, the common denominator for this team is line play. You guys have controlled the line of scrimmage in all five games, despite being the smaller offensive line in every single matchup. Tell me how you guys are able to overcome a size differential and be so effective.
We're coached pretty well. Coach Vaness, Coach Pitcher, Coach Lloyd, they teach us pretty well, low pad level, just getting after it, double teaming. It's real team effort. It's not one man's taking the show. Everybody's kind of getting their own shine on it.
The coaches told us even before the season started that the direction of the Lions would be to get more athletic, to get more speed there. How has your guys' speed helped you on the line?
Speed-wise, it's helped a lot, actually. Like tonight, run a trap, kind of had to angle ourselves, you know, get up under the blocks, just not flying upfield, but staying under control. So speed has helped us, but sometimes it can hurt us, you know, if we fly too far upfield. But tonight, I think we did pretty well.
And you play offensive line, too, knowing that you've got the backs that can go the distance anytime they touch the ball. That's probably got to give you some pretty good incentive.
They try to give us a lot of credit, but, you know, sometimes when Royce right there just stiff-arming Kins into the end zone, you got to give him some credit on that, too. But, you know, it's a real team effort around here. Everybody loves each other. Everybody's in and on, even kids on the sideline.
Or when Damon dives from 4 yards out, goes Superman.
That was pretty insane. I came across the backside and I just see white cleats up in the air and I see hands go up. I was like, okay.
You play both ways, defensive line as well. Got a sack tonight. Take me through that play.
I honestly kind of came free. Kind of got his hands up, chopping down. Came free. I saw Rothman come across. So I jump over and kind of land on the QB. I'll give a little credit to Rothman, too.
You guys double T. You both got there.
Yeah, we both got there.
So that was good. I bet that – does the speed on the line help you, do you think, more on the offense or defensive side?
I'd probably say offense because by the snap of the ball, we're moving before the defense has even a chance to think about what they're doing. So I'd probably say offense.
When you can get up, meaning on the scoreboard, and get a lead and force teams into situations where they have to go to their passing game, do you feel like you have an advantage because you guys get after the quarterback so well?
Our corners give the D-line a lot of credit, but we know coverage in the back end is really good on their part, so it's kind of a team effort there, just getting sacks. And then if we don't get a sack, you know, nobody gets pressures, then we know we got good coverage on the back end.
How was homecoming week?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah. It was great. Float building was nice.
Who won? I never heard.
Seniors.
Yeah. All right. Well, good job. You guys had a great float. You had a tank on it.
Yeah, I thought it turned out pretty well.
I thought it was pretty cool. So you're 5-0. You're going to be going into that game against Jackson, a ranked Class 5 team. It'll be a great challenge, but are you looking forward to it?
You always got to look forward to the challenge. You can't be scared, can't be timid going into it. We know they're a good team. They do things right, but we know we have some things right. We could fix up, you know, go through film, work on a couple things, but we're going to go through this week and just face the challenge of Jackson.
Hey, congratulations on an undefeated first half.
Thank you.
Alex Smith joining us right here on Regional Radio. Farmington two-way lineman enjoying the win tonight, 49-20 over Poplar Bluff.